we got a half hour to work out all the details of Dichui now. So let's try to figure this out together. So basically, just bekitzer to review what we did yesterday, just to get our minds back into it a little bit. The Gemara between Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph and Lamed Gimel and Beis discussed three basic cases of Dichui, three basic cases where Dichui is an issue, or where we at least discuss whether dichui is an issue. Again, the concept of dichui is simply that if you hold yesh dichui, it means that as soon as a mitzvah is no longer viable, it never can become viable again. And ein dichui would say no, just because it's no longer viable, if you fix the problem, it can become viable again. Right? That's the basic concept. But we had three basic cases. The first case we had was niktam rosho, that if the top of the lulav of the hadas gets chopped off, so sometimes it will grow something on the top, also botamara, that will fix it, that won't make it obviously missing something anymore, and will make it kosher again. So the question is, do we assume that if the top gets chopped off on Erev Yontif and it grows back, so when Yontif started, it was already chopped off, and then it grows back on Yontif, do we assume that that's kosher or not kosher, yesh dichui etzel mitzvos or ein dichui etzel mitzvos? At the end of the day, the Gemara says, we don't know. That we're not sure whether yesh dichui etzel mitzvos or ein dichui etzel mitzvos in that case. Now, the other case on Lamed Gimel Aleph, where we tried to bring a raya from, was a case of kisui adam. You have blood of a chayo or an oaf, and someone asked me during Seder, do we still do this mitzvah nowadays? We still do this mitzvah nowadays of kisui adam. We don't shecht that many chayos. We shecht many more ofos, obviously. Every chicken that you shecht requires kisui adam. You need to cover up the blood. I had the zchus of doing this mitzvah once. It's you make a bracha and everything. It's a real bona fide legitimate mitzvah min haTorah. So, but when it comes to kisui adam, the Mishnah had said that if kisau haruach, the ruach, the wind came and blew some dirt over the dam, and then it became uncovered. So we said that the chayiv lechasos, that you have to go and cover it up again. So long as the dirt is still covering it, even though it was blown on by the wind, then you patur min lechasos. But if it was uncovered by the wind, then you're chayiv lechasos. Then you need to go and cover the dam again. So the Gemara says, why don't you say hol v'idchi idchi, that it's nidcha already, so it's already out of the question. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that was just a chumrah. Maybe we were just saying that lechumrah, cover it again because we're not sure. So the Gemara on Amar Aleph seemed to assume dichui etzel mitzvos is an unresolved question. Dichui etzel mitzvos is a question that we don't have an answer for. We're not sure. Yesh dichui, ein dichui. So you go lechumrah. Now, I don't remember if we discussed yesterday whether the concept of dichui is a concept midrabbanan or a concept midaraisa. Did we discuss that at all? Okay, so we'll have to get back to that. But just, you know, in terms of the rayas of it. But one very pashat raya, is it a concept midaraisa or is it a concept midrabbanan? No, what do you say from this sugya? What did the Gemara just say? By kisui adam, maybe the real din was we weren't sure. Right, so it sounds like it's daraisa because we're going lechumra of nisafek. We're not going lekula, so that's a little bit strange, right? So if it sounds like it's got to be concept midaraisa, we're going to see that some of the gedolei ha'achronim, maybe even rishonim, don't necessarily hold that way. So we're going to have to take a look at that. Then the third case of dichui was the case on Amud Beis, and that case was also about a hadas, but not to be confused with the case of niktam rosha, where the top gets cut off. It was about a hadas shoysa anavim rubos me'alav. It had more berries than it had leaves, and with more berries than leaves, it's pasul. So the Gemara says that if you mema'it the berries, you take off the berries, it's going to be kosher. And the Gemara said, well, it really depends. If the hadas at the time that Yontif started was pasul, and then you make it kosher, so that there's not going to be any shaila that if it was pasul originally, and then you pull off the leaves on Yontif, it was pasul when Yontif started and you made it kosher, then everyone's going to say that for sure is kosher. We're for sure going to say ein dichui, that the dichui is not going to be effective, it's for sure going to be kosher. The only shaila is when it was near Vinitris. When Yontif started, it was kosher, then it became pasul, and then you want to make it kosher again. That's an ibaidl of shita. That we're not sure. That we don't have an answer for. So the obvious kasha that we raised yesterday was, how come the Gemara wasn't sure in Amud Aleph and Amud Beis? It's so sure. In a case where of dichui me'ikara, where initially when Yontif started, it wasn't good, by the hadas haniktam, we said we're not really sure what the answer is. The case of kisui adam also is a case of, well, the case of kisui adam is actually an interesting question, because the case of kisui adam, how would you, we didn't actually tie this back in, how would you understand the case of kisui adam? Is that a case of Dicha Me'akara or near Vinidchis? What happened to Kisei Adam? You shech the animal. What happens right away when you shech the animal? There's blood all over the place, right? So right now, when there's blood all over the place, it's ready for the mitzvah. Wind comes, blows dirt on the blood, Nidchis. Then it might become roy again if the wind comes and blows the dirt off. So it's a little bit difficult that Kisei Adam is even on in the discussion of a case of Dichoy Me'akara. It doesn't seem that Kisei Adam is a case of Dichoy Me'akara at all. It seems that it's more of a case of Nir V'Nidchus, right, than it is a case of Dichoy Me'akara. Yeah?
If it's a din that the blood just has to be covered, can't you say that if it's Dichoy Me'akara, because once the blood became covered, then you have a new mitzvah that says to cover the blood?
Meaning... because it's the same mitzvah, it's the same blood. I think we look at the blood as the chefta shel mitzvah, even though it's something that's done on the blood. It's the blood is would probably be viewed as the chefta shel mitzvah, and nothing's been done to it yet. I mean, you haven't done the mitzvah on it yet, but it's the same mitzvah, that blood that needs to be covered. So, bekitzer, what we said yesterday, we just pointed out what Tosfa says. That Tosfa says the reason why it's a shayla namad aleph versus namad beis, where it's so pashut that dichoy me'akara is going to be kasher, where it's not going to be considered dichoy, was that on namad beis we're talking about a situation where it's biyada l'sakein, where you have the ability to fix it, you have the ability to change it. On namad aleph we're talking about niktam rosha, also beltamara, is not something that you have the ability to change. It's going to change itself if it changes at all, but it's not something that you have the ability on your own to change. So there are three issues that I wanted to begin share with. There are three questions really to discuss. Number one, we mentioned yesterday that Rashi throughout the sugya keeps on bringing up a topic that's not mentioned anywhere in our Gemara. And what's that topic? Karbanos. Keeps on bringing up kachim. Throughout the whole sugya, the Gemara introduces. Oh, is it dichoy? Is it not dichoy? Rashi says, "Noheges Torah dichoy etzel mitzvos kishem shenoheges etzel karbanos." Should we do dichoy by mitzvos same way we have it by karbanos, or no? Maybe it should be different. And then again, Amud Beis. Emphasizing karbanos, how karbanos is, and Tosus also Tosus. If you look at Tifshot Mina Dichoy Me'akara Lo Avi Dichoy, he says Linyan Mitzvos Dafka. He says no, the only Tifshot Mina is really about mitzvos, but by karbanos, you're not going to say that it's Lo Avi Dichoy. Dichoy by karbanos is much stronger. We're much more likely to say Dichoy by karbanos than we are by mitzvos. Why? What's the difference between a karban and a mitzvah? Also. Why is there a difference between Nir V'Nidches versus Dichoy Me'akara? Meaning, what's the svara of the difference? So we discussed that a little bit yesterday. But why is it that we assume Nir V'Nidches, the Gemara Namid Beis says, if it was Nir V'Nidches, then there's less of a likelihood for the mitzvah to be kosher, then it's Nibayid Lov Shita. But if it's Dichoy Me'akara, then the mitzvah's coming back. Don't worry, it's going to be kosher. That we're poshet that shayla. Why that difference? So we discussed that a little bit. We saw Rashi yesterday, but just keep that as a factor to keep in mind. And then what we closed here yesterday with was the issue of a katan shehigdil, and that was the rush in the third parak of Moed Katan, where the rush quotes the Maram Rutenberg, where he talks about what if you have a situation where a child meis avavimo, his father or mother dies while he's still a child. And before the shloshim is over, he becomes a bar mitzvah. So Maram Rutenberg says he's chayv to be mesabel shiva and shloshim when he gets older. So the question is, how does this relate to dichoy? Why don't we say, or should we say, well, look, Maram Rutenberg's got to be wrong, because when he's a child, he's nidches, he's not kosher for the mitzvah, so he's not chayv in the mitzvah. So later on, when he becomes chayv, he's already nidche, the mitzvah's already gone. You can't bring the mitzvah back. It's too late to bring the mitzvah back if you hold of yesh dichoy. If you hold of the concept of yesh dichoy. And in this situation, right? So why don't we say, or should we say, yesh dichoy in this situation? So, and again, following the rules that Tosa said, is this a case of dichoy me'akara or nir v'nidches? So, when a katan shehigdil. What are you telling me? Dichoy me'akara or nir v'nidches? Dichoy Me'akara, right? Parents die. He was a katan right at the outset. He was not chayiv in the mitzvah of avelus. Clearly, Dichoy Me'akara. What do we say? Let's keep the rules straight. What do we say about Dichoy Me'akara? So on Amud Aleph, we said Dichoy Me'akara. We don't know. On Amud Beis we said Dicha Me'akar is not Dicha, it's still a good mitzvah. What was the difference? What kind of Dicha Me'akar do we not know, and are we Machmir Misafek? And what kind of Dicha Me'akar do we say we do know? Do we say that that it's for sure okay, not a problem? And the mitzvah is still there? When it's Biyado, right? When it's Biyado, then the mitzvah is for sure still there. When it's not Biyado to fix it, then the mitzvah is not still there. Is a case of kata in a case that it's biyado? So it doesn't seem to be a case that it's biyado at all. So what should we say? We should be machmir. And being machmir over here means make him do avelus again, right? You should make him do avelus again. So according to Ram Rutenberg, if you connect this to the to dichoy, so then maybe it is taka a situation of dichoy, but it's the situation where the gemara is mesupak, and you should keep the avelus misafek. However, I'm a little off my plan here, but I'm just thinking out loud. However, if you think about yesterday, we gave svaras for why biyado matters. Why does biyado make a difference? Like, for instance, kisei adam is also biyado to undo it, and yet we put that in the sugya of not biyado. Right? We put the kisei adam case in the sugya of niktam rosha, where it wasn't biyado. So why does biyado matter? So we suggested a possible svara, a couple of possible svaras. One of the svaras we suggested, that maybe biyado matters, it's, that it's almost like it's omeid to happen. And that's like what Tosa said, by kisei adam, Tosa says, yeah, but by kisei adam, why would you ever want to take the dirt off? So it's not really considered biyado because you would never do it. Why would you want to take the dirt off? Oh, thanks.
They gave you one already?
Yeah, thank you. Huh. So, okay. Mr. Oblowski's new Nida Sefer. Awesome. But by kisei adam we said it really should be biyado, so it doesn't belong. Niktam Rosha Tosla said no, it's not really biyado because there's no reason to take the dirt off. If the dirt is covering it, you have no mitzvah, so why would you want to? It makes it sound like biyado is not what you can do, but it's what will happen. That's what makes it biyado. So nu cut the jigdil katan, is it biyado or not biyado? Certainly omeid to happen. All you got to do is wait. What? It's even stronger. It's going to happen automatically. It's not only something that you could expect to happen, it's even better than biyado. Okay, now let's plug it back in. So if it's better than biyado, it's biyado and more. So then it's the Amud Beis Sugya of Dichoy Me'ikara. And what's the halach in the Amud Beis Sugya of Dichoy Me'ikara? What did the Gemara say? That it's not Dichoy, that it's not Nidche, that he's still chayv. So then, all the more so, he should be chayv in the Avelus. Right, so the Maram should be totally good if you apply Dichoy to this case. Okay, that's just thinking outside. Now let's see what actually goes on in that rush in Maseches Moed Katan. So he quotes this Maram Rutenberg that he's chayv to Misabel, Shiva, Shloshim, the whole thing. And he doesn't count the Avelus from the Yom HaKvura, he counts from the time he becomes a Gadol. And the Maram gives the example, before he gets into Dichoy, he gives the example, it's like someone who's Shama Shmo Krova Beregel, Shemisabel Achar HaRegel. He says, you know, it's exactly the same case as someone finding out that a relative dies on Yantif. Where, when do you sit Shiva if someone dies on Yantif? Someone dies on the first day of Cholamoid. When does Shiva start? After Yantif. He's Nidches when it starts. No, but we see that you still start the Shiva after Yantif. You don't say he's pushed away from the mitzvah Lagamri. Slight difference being that Shloshim you do count from when the death happens and not from after Yantif. It's only the Shiva that you count from after Yantif. It's a very strange kind of avelus, but by the katan, the Maram says that even the shloshim you should only count from when he becomes a gadol. But he tainas that from the Maram that you see that even if he's mekayim avelus when he's a katan, that's not good enough. He needs to do it again when he's a gadol. Similar to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches, where the Gemara says if you have a person who's itim chalim itim shote, sometimes he's normal. And sometimes he's not normal, he's a shota. So if he eats matzah when he's a shota, he needs to eat matzah again when he's normal. If he has episodes of whatever, of insanity, and he ate matzah during one of his episodes of insanity, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, he needs to eat matzah again, he wasn't yotzi the mitzvah that he did. Same thing over here. If he keeps avelus when he's a katan, that's not really avelus, he's going to have to do it again when he becomes a gadol. So before we get back to the Dichoy thing, Rav Salvechik in Shiri Rav and Avelis has one very nice Lamdusha point over here. Then I'll bring it back to the Dichoy. He says, if that's the case, if the Maram is just saying that it's like a situation of a shota having matzah and Rosh Hashanah. He says there is a Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perikei Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam writes that a katan shehigdil bein hapsachim, if a person's bar mitzvah is in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, great bar mitzvah, pshetel topic, person's bar mitzvah is between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, does he have to do a Pesach Sheni? Because he was a katan by Pesach Rishon, that wasn't the real mitzvah, he was only a katan. Does he need to do Pesach Sheni? Says the Rambam, Eino chayev lasos Pesach Sheni, as long as the Pesach Rishon was done for him. If he missed Pesach Rishon, then he'll have to do Pesach Sheni. But if he actually had Pesach Rishon done, even though he was a boy, he wasn't a man yet, still, he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Tzarechin, why is that any different than a shota eating matzah? A shota eats matzah, he has to eat matzah again when he's not a shota. Why is it when a katan has Pesach Rishon, he doesn't need to do Pesach Sheni? So, Salvation explained that there's a big difference. At first he said, you would want to say, maybe you'd want to suggest, that there's a big difference between a katan and a shota. A shota has no kavana whatsoever. Every maisa he does is misasik bialma. He has no intelligence to make any action a purposeful action, or an action with any serious intent. A child can have wants and desires and whatever, it's just that his level of kavana is not quite enough. His level of das is not quite enough. But like, how much really changes between when he's 12 years and, 12 and 3 quarters, and when he's 13? Hey, he had some, he was almost there. It's more of a gradual thing, as opposed to a shota and someone who's normal, where when he's a shota, he's nothing, he's a zero, and when he's normal, he's 100% there. So maybe that's what you want to tie into the chilek, is that when a shota ate matzah, he did nothing, he pasha did nothing. So when he becomes healthy again, so he's going to have to eat matzah again. But a katan, who had a karma Pesach, okay, he was 12 and 3 quarters, it's got to count for something. So he says, but that's ridiculous, you can't say that. What's the raya that you can't say such a svara? We spoke about it a couple days ago. There's a concept in halacha called the shota l'davar echad. Let's say a person is just crazy about one thing. He has one mishagas in his life. Everything else is totally normal. He's a shota l'davar echad. So does he have a din of a shota or not? Rambam paskins, shota. He has a din of a shota. So a guy is a shota l'davar echad, eats matzah. You're going to say that there was no level of kavana. He's worse than a 12 and 3 quarter year old. He has zero, it's mamish, nothing? Very hard to say. That's probably not the Vart. So what is the Vart? Why is there a difference between the Achilles Matzah versus the Karban Pesach? Yeah?
The Shota, you said sometimes he's a Shota, sometimes he's not a Shota. So it could be using the Matzah in the time that he wasn't Shota, he had the opportunity. Whereas the Katan, the Halakha Gleek never could have had the opportunity to eat Matzah at that point. We shouldn't have to eat it again because there was no
sheikhas or matzah to him. Very nice. So you're drawing the chiluk between a katan and a shota. Very nice. Very good. He does not suggest that. I like the svara. The Salvage quotes from his grandfather. He flips it on its head a little bit. He says the chiluk is not between a shota and a katan. The chiluk is between karban pesach and matzah. Our source about a katan happened to have been in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about matzah. The source about a shota happened to have been a Gemara Rosh Hashanah about matzah. The source about a katan happened to have been the psak of the Rambam about Karban Pesach. The chiluk is not between a shota and a katan. They're the same. They have the same din. The chiluk is between matzah and Karban Pesach. Why? So Reb Chaim in Hilchos Karban Pesach, it's in the Sefer on the Rambam, says Pesach is different than matzah. By Pesach, in addition to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, that you have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah of Karban Pesach, there's another din of hakravas hakorban. Meaning that it has to be your karban. A karban has to have been brought for you. Aside from your mitzvah to do Karban Pesach, you need to have been registered, you need to have been one of the guys associated with that Karban Pesach. A chereshot of a katan is mufka from mitzvahs. He's mufka from the mitzvahs Karban Pesach. But he's definitely a ben Karban Pesach. He's definitely shayach to a Karban Pesach. You can appoint him as one of the guys registered on the Karban Pesach. So if he's one of the people who Karban Pesach was brought for him, it is olah l'shem Pesach. It's just that he didn't do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The raya is, Gemara Pesachim Pei Zayin, Yasom Sheshachtu Alav Apotropsin, Yochel B'makom Shurotze. The Gemara says that a Yasom, who's a child, counts as one of the Menuyin on the Karban Pesach. So the minui of a katan counts for the Karban Pesach. So based on that, he says the Rambam works out great. The Rambam holds the chiyuv of Pesach Sheni is not because you missed the mitzvah. It's because you missed the other element of it, the hakravas hakorban. Missing a mitzvah, when it comes to the key of mitzvah of Pesach Rishon, we don't have Pesach Sheni to address that issue. Pesach Sheni is not there to address when you're missing a mitzvah. So that's why, Mimela, as long as the katan was counted toward a Pesach Rishon, there is no chiv of Pesach Sheni. If you register on a Pesach Rishon, there's no chiv on Pesach Sheni, even though you didn't do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. For instance, let's say a guy is registered on Pesach Rishon, and last minute, as they're serving the meat, he gets sick and he can't eat meat. He was registered, the carbon was shechted with him in mind and everything, but he couldn't eat it. Is he yotzi the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? So he's not yotzi the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, certainly. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? Absolutely not. He was registered on the Karban Pesach. He was included on the Karban Pesach. So that's why the Rambam says, Im shachtu alav berishon, he's pater. He's pater because that's the nature of the din of Pesach, is that as long as you were already registered, you're pater, even though you weren't mekayim any mitzvah. So it could be that by avelus it's different, that a person doesn't become pater from counting the yemei avelus unless you're mekayim the mitzvah of avelus. And therefore, when the time comes up, when he becomes a gadol, he's going to be chayv in the mitzvah of avelus, because it's about the mitzvah. Pesach Sheni is a unique din in the Torah. It tells me, no, the mitzvah of Pesach is over already. That was done. Pesach Sheni tells me, you have a second opportunity to be menuyin on the Karban Pesach, to be appointed, to be registered in the Karban Pesach. Yeah.
Is that two separate mitzvahs? One of
the it's not even clear that being registered on Karban Pesach is a mitzvah. It's like a detail, it's a requirement. I don't know if it's a mitzvah. I don't know if it would count as a separate mitzvah.
So then how, if the mitzvah is
Achilas Karban Pesach, why? Well, Achila and Hakrav are different mitzvahs. The Achilas Karban Pesach and the bringing of the Karban Pesach are different mitzvahs. Right, those are definitely different mitzvahs. Okay, but that was a little bit off topic. I just wanted to share that ha'ar with you. But the Maram brings a raya to his shita. What's the Maram shita? That a child grows up after within his shloshim of his parents, he's going to be chayv navelus all over again. So Maram brings a raya because he says, "Ein dichoy etzel mitzvos." There's no concept of dichoy when it comes to mitzvos. He says because after all, the Gemara in Chulin of Pezayin discusses a case of kisui adam. Same thing our Gemara discussed, that if the wind covered up the dam and then it uncovered it, you still got to do the mitzvah. So he says that's exactly the case. It's exactly the same. The Rush says, no, it's not a raya at all. He says, how can you make such a bold statement, ein dichoy etzel mitzvos, that it never applies to mitzvos, and give only one example of a mitzvah, of kisui adam, and you say, oh, you're still chayv in kisui adam, so you see, never ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. Rush says, you ever learn sukkah daf lamed gimel? The Gemara talks about dichoy etzel mitzvos in regards to a hadas, and it's not so certain that ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. When it comes to Hadassim, the Gemara is pretty open to the idea that there might be dichoy when it comes to mitzvos. So why would you compare the child to the case of the kisui adam and not compare the child to the case of the hadas? So it could be that the Maram will say, I acknowledge dichoy etzel mitzvos is a complicated issue. But we just went through all the rules, and we said that at least the case of the child is like the case of kisui adam in that it's a case of safek. So I'm just telling you to be machmir, like we just discussed before. Problem is, Maram doesn't sound like he's saying that. He doesn't sound like he's saying, I hold it's a safek, so we got to be machmir. Doesn't sound like he's saying that. Why wouldn't he say that? Why wouldn't you be machmir if it was a safek? So, firstly, it doesn't sound like he's saying that because those aren't his words. He says, "Ein dichoy etzel mitzvos." He says, "The rule is there's no dichoy." But anyway, even if he held it was a suffix, he likely wouldn't have been machmir in this case. Why? We learned last year. Avelus drabanan. You can be machmir in avelus drabanan. Misafik. Kisui adam is mitzvah daraisa. Of course, you can be machmir. Avelus only drabanan. Why would you be machmir in suffix drabanan? Yeah.
We don't apply suffix drabanan. It's not when you don't know whether something is derais from
Drabanan.
Suffix whether you don't know if you did something.
Avelus is Drabanan.
Right, but how are we applying suffix Drabanan?
I'm assuming. We're assuming like those
were
shown.
Something or not doing something, whether something is Drabanan or not. It's whether you don't know if you're doing something.
Yeah, well, you don't know if you're chayiv. You don't know if you're chayiv.
No, We do know.
It's a mitzvah to rabbanon. I don't know if I'm chayiv in it. I have a suffix whether I ate a shear for birchas hamazon. So since birchas hamazon, mitzvah d'oraisa, I have to be machmir, right? But if I have a suffix whether I whether the shofar I used was a pasul shofar.
This isn't a suffix like that. You know what's going on. You know what you did or didn't.
You know what you did. It's not a suffix in mitzvahs, but it's a suffix in halacha. You don't know whether you're chayiv in the mitzvah. That's a real suffix. It's not a suffix whether it's a din d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. You know it's a din d'rabbanan. Avelus is a d'rabbanan. You're mesupik whether you're bar chiyuva in avelus.
This is not a separate character of suffix. No. This is either one or the other. Either like when you have whether you don't know if you ate something or not. You're either chayiv, you either definitely ate it, didn't, or it's a whole other category of suffix. There's no another totally.
I don't think it has to be a third category of suffix. I think when you're not sure if you did or didn't, that's a suffix. Yeah, I think that's
a suffix. The third suffix category, you would say, if it's the d'oraisa, then.
The only suffix that's like that, where we say it's a third category, is Salvechik had based on a ritva. He had all the arts that share a bein hashmashos. A bein hashmashos is its own category. That yom is yom, laila is laila. Bein hashmashos, so we always understand bein hashmashos is, we're not sure, at some point along the line, yom ends and laila starts, we just don't know where that point is. Salvechik said in the name of the ritva, and he developed a whole shir based on this, that no, that bein hashmashos is, we know exactly what it is. It's yom and it's laila at the same time. What do you do when something's both yom and laila at the same time? Treat it like a suffix, because you don't know exactly what to do. You got to treat it like a suffix. But normally, when you have a suffix, it's one or the other. It's not that it's its own category of a third entity. It's one or the other. Something I know. Something's bothering you about this suffix. We have to put our finger on it. I don't know if you. So the Rav Salvechik suggests perhaps to be miyashid Maram again. Maram who says ein duche etzel mitzvah sounds like he's sure of it. Like by Kisei Adam. And that's why by the child, Ein Dichoy, let him go and do the Shiva and Shloshim again when he becomes a Bar Mitzvah. Aye, what's Maram going to do with the case of Hadas where we're not so sure of it? So he says that maybe Hadas is different because by Hadas the Dichoy is in the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. This is what Yoni was referring to yesterday a little bit in Shir. That Hadas is about the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. Dichoy is about the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. If another merubah me'olav, it's not a hadas, and that's why we say that the psul remains in the cheftz of the hadas, even once the sibas psul, that which was causing the psul, is removed. By kisui adam, the dichoy is not in the cheftz of shalmit, so the dichoy is in the chavas agavra. That I'm not chayiv in this kisui adam anymore. It's not that the dam was nidches as a cheftz of shalmit, so it's not a cheftz that's chayiv in kisui. It's that I no longer have a chayiv because currently the dam is covered with dirt. Now, the yisod is true, the application you can take strong issue with. The fact that dichoy is always a din in the cheftza, I think we're going to find that that's actually very true. That dichoy very much relates to the object as opposed to the person's personal chiyuv, which helps us for the avelus. Because by the avelus, you're not going to say dichoy by the avelus because it's about my chiyuv, it's not about the cheftza, right? So it helps say, okay, ain dichoy by avelus because avelus is not about a cheftza. The application to Kisei Adam is a little bit difficult. Kisei Adam is only in my chiyuv, isn't it? Because the cheftza is no longer roi from the mitzvah? Because it's got dirt all over it already? So that part you could go back and forth on a little bit. Question?
Is that like we were saying yesterday, or against what we were saying yesterday?
In terms of?
The second story that we gave, that we said it's about the gavra.
What's about the gavra?
That
ain't dichoy. Case of, I'm sorry?
The case of
Biyada, right?
That
it was Kimisuka and Dami on Amid Beis because it was Amid Beis we said it was the Gavra. I don't remember what we said yesterday. It didn't remind me. Amid Beis was the Gavra and this was. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I have to go back and listen to myself. I don't remember what was said in the heat of the moment. This idea about the cheftza, just we'll say it because it's nimritz, I guess, is Harav Salvechik explains why Rashi keeps on emphasizing and overemphasizing that dichle by a karban is so much more obvious. That dichle by a karban is something that we're so much more likely to say dichle by a karban than we are by anything else. In Harav Kedem, in Simon Kuf Yud Ches, he writes by kachim, there's a cheftza shel karbon v'chalos kedusha sakrava. That the karbon is a cheftza of kedusha, and the dichoy is on the gufa kedusha, that it's not a kedusha that's royally karev. But the psul is clearly in the cheftza. However, when it comes to mitzvos, he says, a cheftza shel mitzvah is not nearly as strong as a cheftza of a karbon, a cheftza shel kedusha of a karbon. A karbon is clearly labeled as something that has inherent kedusha once you're mekadesh it. There are clear dinim that immediately take effect on the cheftza. When it comes to a mitzvah, a hadas, prior to yantiv certainly, is a twig. It's not like Tashmisha Kedusha, where it's like a cheftza shel Kedusha. It's a twig. Karbon, once it has Kedusha, the Kedusha is inherent in the cheftza. A hadas is something upon which, when you do the mitzvah, you now make it special. But prior to doing the actual mitzvah, was not special. If I'm not makriv of a karbon, then I was makdish already. The karbon remains kadosh. There are significant limitations on what I'm allowed to do with that animal. The cheftza itself is transformed. When the kedusha is so clear in the cheftza, dichoy becomes a much greater issue. When the kedusha is not so clear in the cheftza, even though it might have some partial din of a cheftza shel mitzvah, the dichoy issue becomes much more cloudy, much more interesting. And Rav Soloveitchik uses this to explain several diukim in Rashi, where Rashi talks about the eged making a difference. And what do you mean? Why should the eged make a difference? We pass in Luvain Tzarech Eged, like the Rabbanan. So why should the eged make a difference? No, but even though the eged isn't critical for the mitzvah, it gives it a shame cheftza shalulav. It makes it a cheftza that you would now use for your dalad minin. And that makes it something that's much more likely to be subject to dichli. So that's the discussion. Rashi has, depending whether the old Tzarech Eged or Ein Tzarech Eged, on Yantif, before Yantif. If you old Tzarech Eged, then even before Yantif, it's good enough. If you old Ein Tzarech Eged, it's got to happen on Yantif also. You need it to be Yantif and Eged. I would recommend that piece, by the way. Rabbi Levin's giving Shir Sunday. But if you look in Harari Kedem, Simon Kuf Yud Chas, very beautiful piece that explains Dichrei, I think, fairly well. Okay. And Rabbi Levin's also is nice.